Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the gaze, the sight, is one of the poison-tipped arrows of the devil. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyidina Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned in his famous book Minhajul Abidin that Sayyidina Isa Ruhullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wassalam has said, protect yourself from unlawful gazes because it sows the seed of evil desires in the heart. And this evil desire makes that person who gazes unlawfully suffer from trials and tribulations, from mischief and fitna. Allahu Akbar. Don't we want to become that ideal Muslim? Don't we want to become that practicing Muslim? So modesty must become part and parcel of our lives. And inshallah ta'ala, we will be able to achieve that status of becoming an ideal Muslim. Sayyidina Ahmad bin Yahya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said that once Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the leader of millions of Shafi'is around the world, he passed through the marketplace where there were lamps being sold. We began to walk behind him. And we saw there was an individual, there was a man who was speaking indecent and immoral things to a scholar. Sayyidina Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi turned his attention towards us and he said, protect your ears against foul language, obscene language. Allahu Akbar. Protect your ears against foul language because the one who listens to it intentionally, deliberately, it is as if he is also involved in this curse. And it is only for a foolish individual, for a foolish person who has a great desire to fill his mind with filth and with dirt. If you do not indulge in this filth, then you are fortunate. And the one who agrees or likes such evil becomes unfortunate. Sayyiduna Shu'aib bin Sa'id radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, whoever derives pleasure, whoever gets pleasure out of indecent talks, his mouth will discharge blood and pus on the day of judgment. Now I ask you, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, that we have certain people who are regarded as comedians. They want to make us laugh. But in many cases, they use vulgarism. They use obscene languages. They use foul, dirty languages. And we get entertained by this. Allahu Akbar. If we are entertained and we like this, then we are part of those who are unfortunate, according to Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And if we derive pleasure from these comedians and these comedies, then will we also not suffer this fate, that on the day of judgment, blood and pus will be oozing out of our mouths? May Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive us. May Allah Azza wa Jalla protect us against this calamity and this misfortune. But think about this. The next time we play those clips, or we read about it in the papers or on our phones or our emails, something which contains vulgarism or obscene, foul, dirty languages. It is also mentioned by Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Maysarah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi that a person who uses vulgarism, obscene, foul and dirty language will appear on the day of judgment with the face of a dog. May Allah protect us against these misfortunes and being from amongst those who are unfortunate.